Unemployment rate dropped to 4.9% for the first time since before the recession.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics just released its January 2016 employment data, which shows a smaller than expected increase of 151,000 new payroll jobs. Over the last 12 months, the economy added, on average, 222,000 jobs per month for a total of 2.7 million new jobs. The unemployment rate continued its descent, now being at 4.9%, the lowest unemployment rate in 8 years. Job gains nationwide were in several industries led by retail, trade, food services, healthcare, manufacturing. Employment declined in private educational services, transportation, warehousing, and mining. Unemployment rate never drops to zero. The lowest it has been in the last 65 years is 2.5% in 1953, and its highest rate was 10.8%, which happened not during the Great Recession, but in 1982. Then what is the unemployment rate at full employment level? In the 1980s, unemployment rate never dropped below 5%. In the 90s, the lowest unemployment rate was 4%. And the 2000s started with a low unemployment rate of 3.8%, lowest since the 1960s. However, that low rate acted as a mirage and disappeared by 2001, never to be seen again. So, based on current labor market, 4.2 or 4.3% should serve as the new full employment rate. The total number of officially unemployed dropped to 7.8 million people in January, a drop of 1.1 million over the course of the last 12 months. But official unemployment count does not include all the unemployed. The discouraged and the semi-discouraged unemployed account for 1.9 million people. However, they are not even counted as part of the labor force, so they are not officially considered as unemployed. But the biggest problem with the official count comes from a much larger group of people who are officially considered as employed. However, they don't really think of themselves as such. There are 6 million individuals who, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, have accepted part-time jobs due to economic reasons, while continue to look for full-time work. Okay, for all practical purposes, our real unemployment rate, that is inclusive of all these groups, was 9.9% for January, down from 11.3% last year. This rate is known as the U6. During the Great Recession, this rate peaked at 17.1%. And at its lowest level in 2000, it briefly dropped to 6%. I'm usually asked if most of the new jobs created are part-time jobs. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the answer is no. 79% of all the new jobs created in the last 12 months were full-time jobs. And based on our survey of local businesses, we also expect to see a measurable increase in local wages in 2016. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.